All right, welcome back to the episode of Struggle Studio. I'm Grant, joined with my other host, Cassius.
What's up?
This is episode 84. All right, we're getting closer and closer to that 90, then we hit the 100 mark. Right, I'm getting excited,
Leveling up.
Yeah, it's another rank up in the podcast game. All right, before we get started, doing a little housekeeping. Our Twitter is Studio Struggle. Our Instagram is Struggle Studio _. Our YouTube and TikTok are just Struggle Studio, just our name. All right. And we also have a YouTube gaming where you can watch us the rage and shit, you know. It's Struggle Studio Gaming. And yeah, that's it. Without further ado, let's get into it.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start off with the king of the trolls, right? You know, the number one troll online, the rainbow hair master, all right?
Yes, sir. The so-called king of New York.
Oh, yeah. The self-claimed king of New York, you know. 6ix9ine's return.
Back from the dead.
I didn't think that's gonna post it. I didn't think that's gonna release his on. I ain't gonna lie. I thought he gonna do a little. Let's see the ready for me.
Test the waters.
Tap the water a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I thought he gonna vanish again, but he dropped the song in the music video. How you feel about it, guys?
I ain't gonna lie. I did not freaking listen to the whole song.
You listen to the whole song?
No. I only listened to like a couple like seconds and then the highlight of the clips. Because to me,
damn nigga, that's just, how you listen to highlights of a song, bro? Song like 2 minutes.
But to me, I think the strip kind of sells 6ix9ine, man. Like,
you think so?
Yeah, it's not because the old.
Wait, what do you mean by that, though? What that mean?
I don't think he ever be as big as he was. And it's not because he snooched all that stuff. I think he kind of let the hype die down. So like, I really wasn't like even excited to see what he was like even talking about on there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the music he makes. Like, it's kind of like he needs to evolve a little bit. I think.
It kind of like almost like when I heard the song, and kind of I got the same feeling I listened to like, COB. You know, like Drake, sound like Drake.
Yeah,
sound like 6ix9ine. You know,
I thought he would have came with like a drill beat, but
oh, that would have been crazy.
Yeah, I thought he would have did that because that's the wave of like New York right now. I feel like he would do good on drill beat. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
I thought he would come with something like that, but he came with something he was like used to. Of course, he went straight to like dissing Dirk and then all the other rappers, I guess, that disrespected him. I mean, I'm not part of the beef, but I mean, I guess it was funny, I guess, the memes or whatever, the like little editing of Cypher Vine, because everybody memeing Dirk, Cypher Vine, that stuff. I mean, I guess it was funny.
You think he's memeing?
I think he's memeing.
I think Desiree's.
He don't even know him, did he?
Dirk?
Like, he don't even know Vine. So why does he even?
It's not about Vaughn. He's not really dissing Vaughn.
Mm.
I'm like dissing Dirk for not sliding for Vaughn.
Yeah, which is like, I don't know, kind of corny, but
yeah, it is corny. Definitely,
even the troll itself wasn't hitting like how it was supposed to hit. You know, like it was kind of like
to me, it felt like laggy.
Yeah,
like okay, if you gonna say something about Vaughn or Dirk and Vaughn not sliding Vaughn, it's like bro, it's kind of like a dead horse at this point. You know, like. We all understand as a whole rap community damn near that Dirt is a millionaire, you know?
Like he's
not gonna be in a position. He's still fighting against that he's got on his own bond for right now, a murder case. But he's not gonna fucking mask up get in the fucking Hellcat and then go look for fucking Lil Tim, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like they're just stupid at this point. Mm-hmm. They think that's gonna happen. But you know, I think it's kind of like almost like the Drake thing, another Drake person. Okay, like it's like Drake with the Donna thing. You know, it's a permanent thing. You know, like with Lil Durk having his best friend. Well, at the moment, it seemed like his bomb was his best friend.
Yeah,
getting killed and him not doing anything. It's gonna be a bad look, regardless of what happens.
It is an easy thing to point at.
It's like easy thing to make fun of because you can't bring bomb back to life. Yeah. You know, so. It's just like, okay, we get it, guy. We get it.
Yeah, I think he run out of ops, ain't gonna lie. He's running out of people to, like, mess with. And I think
the thing that 6ix9ine used to have, too, was 6ix9ine, he's fit the right people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like,
people in there already kind of like, not really on their side,
I can kind of get 6ix9ine out of this. Yeah. Like, 6ix9ine kind of spitting, you know?
Yeah.
Even though you might think he's, like, going too far, like, end of the day, he's like, okay, I kind of agree.
Yeah.
But when he going to the distant dead people, it's like, now you're in a limbo stance. You know?
Get the edgy, like, young boy fan, super hard young boy fans, but you're not really get the most casual listeners. Not going to really, like, support you like that. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not gonna understand the joke or the humor behind it, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Even if they did, it won't be long lasting. It'd be like, okay, that was funny for a little bit, and I was kind of fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wasn't really, like, to me, it wasn't a horrible song.
Yeah, it wasn't a horrible song either.
But to me, it was like,
It felt like Should Have Been came out.
Yeah, for you to wait that long, talking to Dirk, for that, after this long has been passed, you know? If he dropped right after Laugh Not Cry Later.
Yes, I was thinking about that. I was thinking of that.
It would have been, it definitely had more impact on, I don't think it would have took the intention off
of Laugh. I'm not sure, was King Von alive when that happened?
I think he was dead. But if he had dropped it around that time, then I kind of understood. Or short time after that. But like now it's kind of late. It's kind of like you're shooting that ghost, you know, like literally. Like, damn. Time, like time passed. Like,
yeah, I agree.
People don't really care that much about it, you know? One person with hurting is, I guess, is like maybe Von's family if they listen to you. But other than that, I don't think he would hurt anybody else but himself.
Yeah, he just keep bouncing himself in. It's like he keep blackballing himself smaller and smaller to smaller and smaller spots, you know?
Yeah.
Because when he came out of jail, he came out swinging that after music and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's already doesn't fail, you know, which is, and I guess a bad thing to say about anybody. But he don't get no playlisting on Rap Caviar or Apple shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a big part of being a fucking rapper, you know, and having a hit song.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get a playlist, then you're not gonna have a hit song, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, unless you like, that's a crazy fan base, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not, I don't think he does. He don't even have a loyal fan base. I think they just have like people who's entertained by him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, I don't think people actually like go out to see him. Like, yes. I don't think he'll sell out shows. That's what I'm saying.
I think what he needs to do, bro, is he needs to start working on, like, instead of burning bridges, make some bridges. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Build some bridges, bro. I don't trip around joking, but like, the Avengers, I don't know if you've seen it. It's the Avengers of trash niggas, bro. I don't know. They got Cap right there, bro. if you gotta pick three or four trash niggas, bro, and yeah, put them in a group, not actual group, but get a trash album to get that boosted up, bro. Who you picking, bro?
Wait, three worst rappers?
Yeah, not worst, but the fall offs. I'm calling it the fall offs, bro.
Oh, okay. So gotta be Lil Pump. Okay, Lil Pump gotta be in that bit somewhere.
Yeah, Smoke Perp.
I feel like that's too close. Like they asked me a good album to do that shit. You know?
Make one person.
Like, I hate to say it. Ski Mask.
Damn, I knew you were gonna go there, bro.
Like,
I knew.
Like, I feel like Ski Mask is like a fall off. Like, you didn't want to happen. You know.
Yes. And I don't think Ski Mask doesn't, like, he's not a bad rapper, but I think he just needs to, like,
he's a bad make song, I think.
Yeah, like his songs are not good. His features, I never had a Ski Mask feature that I hated, you know, like when Ski Mask on there.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Ski Mask is a really good feature, I think.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. I feel like he doesn't put I think he's more quantity over quality to me with his music. Like, his songs just don't sound that well to me. Like,
I just don't think he's gonna make his songs. That's it.
Yeah.
Like if someone gave him a skeleton of a song to make,
mm-hmm.
and then he fill it in, I think it'd be a good song.
Yeah.
But him making stuff from scratch, it's like he's just not good at it, man. Yeah,
because he's not a mumble rapper.
Yeah, he's definitely not a mumble rapper.
And like his lyrics are like funny but it's not like a parody of a song.
Yeah.
But he's a good rapper. It just, I don't know, man. But he definitely part of the group, bro. Part of the fall-offs, bro. Definitely.
All right, you going? I can't think of
the name. Let me see. Not Smoke Perp, not Wale. I mean, come on now.
I feel like Wale is like too old.
Yeah,
like,
definitely too old.
It's like
old.
Natural fall off.
Oh, bring my ugly guy from the dead, bro. Bring him back.
See, with ugly guy too. Like ugly guy, like ugly guy. Yeah, he fell off technically, but he just stopped making music.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't drop music. Like, I feel like falling off is you constantly drop music.
Mm-hmm.
You still drop. Well, okay, you still making music like he was doing when he was on, mm-hmm. and then people slowly stop listening. More and more and more, but you still dropping.
Oh, you can leave my guy behind. I got another one. Blockboy JB, where you at, bro? You don't know if you're bro.
Yeah, because I don't know if he's in the party. I don't know if he be Avengers.
You think so?
nigga might be a young Avengers.
Yeah, bro, but these niggas need to team up, get themselves a nice little solid group, and get them album sales up, bro.
I agree. How much Koi said? Koi sold? Koi sold like 9,000?
9K, bro.
Triple cardboard.
9K, bro.
Triple plastic.
I got Blackwater right there. But yeah, bro.
That's
sad. But speaking of Drake and comparing everything to Drake, Drake and Jack Harlow had a song leaked. It probably never come out, but
it's coming out like next month.
You think so?
Yeah, Jack Harlow dropped an album.
Oh, another album. That's why you keep saying this nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Drake and Jack Harlow, man. I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't feeling Jack Harlow in this song. Like, I'm not sure how I can rap and everything, but this is, when you hear that beat, that when Drake's on a beat like this, where, like, it kind of just a loop, no fancy, like, you know, beat drops or, like, transition, just a loop of the same sound over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, you might get spitting Drake, just talking over the beat, pretty much.
Yeah, talking shit. Just a bunch of tea.
Yeah, this is like a Rick Ross and Drake, like,
type beat, yeah.
Yeah, type beat. And Jack, I guess he must be a fan of Jack Harlow or something like that, because I don't think Jack even worthy of this type of, like.
You don't think so?
No. No.
I feel like Jack is bubbling. Like Jack is like
definitely bubbling.
Jack is low-key taking over, bro.
I want to say taking over.
I say taking over because he literally, if not, he had one of the biggest songs last year. I think last year was Industry EP, where with Lil Nas. Yeah, what's popping?
Mm-hmm. Who do you think is bigger or hotter, Jack Harlow or Lil Baby?
Right now,
yes,
Jack Harlow.
No way.
Because I'm sorry, I mean, that could be a different discussion. Lil Baby is totally. At least sonically for me, like I'm not like really like looking forward to him anymore.
Mm-hmm. You look forward to Jack Harlow?
Yeah, more than Jack. If Jack and Lil Baby drop the same night album,
mm-hmm.
I might go to Jack's first. I ain't gonna lie, I might go to Jack's first. Because Lil Baby's getting repetitive, you know. I just listened to two songs that I didn't know that came out. I was just listening to Rap Caviar, and they just sound one song. I don't know if you heard it. He sampled Pound Cake. Like Drake's Pound Cake.
Oh, yeah.
And I just didn't like it. It was too much auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it just sounded like Baby. Like, it sounded like okay, I heard it already. You know, mm-hmm. And he had another song that just, like, completely bad at me. I couldn't remember this whole thing.
So you think he's falling more to the Migos realm, where it's, like, kind of know what you're expecting, so it's, like, it's hard to be excited for, or you think he needed really to switch it up? Like, here, like you think he's getting stale, second it?
I think he's getting, like, stale, you know? Like, almost like, I'm not thinking about somebody who's in the same, like, caliber as him, but, like, still making Bel-Air music. Like he giving me like Future on a bad day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know Future, like Future's a big artist, mm-hmm. but sometimes Future's like he's not trying on tracks, you know that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, he's kind of this is easy, like doing this.
Yes, like doing it in his sleep. He just made a song,
rhyme beat with me.
That's how I feel with Lil Baby right now. But I feel like Jack got the swag, the charisma.
Mm-hmm.
He can rap. He's funny as shit. Okay, he got like meme pages on him on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, this is a complete dick rider, but I ain't gonna lie. But mad meat rider, but but he's got that, you know what that people talk about, that it factor.
Yeah,
that's what I. Oh shit! I feel like he got it, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, nah, yeah, he has some tough difficulties, but I know what you mean. Like he definitely got the freaking like internet on his side right now, which is like. Would you kind of need to be like to blow up right now in like this day and age? He had I kind of think that his verse on like Energy Baby is like bigger than like Lil Nas X verse on there. Like it was like the main focus of the song. When you hear like Energy Baby, is like that's the part people want to hear is Jack's verse on there.
I agree.
So he definitely like definitely blowing up like you're right about him blowing up. Got it back.
Everybody. Sorry about that.
But you think that Jack's bigger than Lil Baby, which is kind of weird, but whatever.
I just think it is. Like, has Lil Baby had number one song?
I believe so.
Lil Baby went number one.
He definitely did one album.
I mean, it's not that hard to me. Like when people don't drop that much, or people drop bad albums, and you got only good album right now, then you can have number one album. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure he does have number one. I'm pretty sure Wants and Needs was number one, but I guess it's not his song. But
yeah, it's not really a song.
Yeah.
So back in the Drake and Jack song.
Mm-hmm.
Jack song, it's going to be another comparison. Because in the Jack song, Jack is like, for those that don't know, Jack is signed to the same label as Lil Uzi.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his recent albums, he's like, I remember when I signed the label, was wondering how I'm going to stand next to Vert, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now people are saying, dang, is Jack bigger than Jack? I mean, is Jack bigger than Uzi at this moment?
Now that, yes, definitely.
You think so?
Definitely. I actually, when we're thinking about like somebody who's getting it stale, I think Lil Uzi should be in there.
Yeah, Lil Uzi is getting stale.
Like, he makes a good song, but it's kind of like, people who are good at making songs, I think, they kind of like use it as a crutch, you know? Like, oh, you can... Not, I don't say make songs. He good at, like, keeping it flow and making it catchy and stuff like that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he kind of like...
Like, Uzi's really good at making, like, music that makes you, like...
Yeah.
Like that. But I think it's really forgettable at the same time.
Yeah. Like, cause until you talk about like his watch and his wrist and like it's like okay, but like not like I want rappy rap rap, but mm-hmm. I want like something that's like
substance.
Yeah, substance. And he don't want to give you no substance at all.
I agree. It's like rare, you know. Mm-hmm. Like every now and then he give you an Esoteric Life, which is a crazy mega smash hit, you know. Mm-hmm. But then you gotta wait for like another 2 years for like something that can give you like that like kind of deepness or that openness, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's not like it's not even that fact that you need to be open, you know. I just think you gotta be saying shit, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't have to be Kendrick Lamar level, but like saying something that like will last more than a couple of freaking seconds, you know?
Yeah, like normally it's like, Uzi's not really relatable to me. Like, mm-hmm. Uzi's talking about how rich he is, you know? Like, mm-hmm. nigga, I'm sorry, but I can't relate, you know? Yeah. I ain't got no Patek, nigga. I ain't got no fucking Bugattis, nigga. No Rams.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like at this moment, Jack has potential like to surpass Uzi, you know?
Yeah.
If not already, you know?
Definitely. We'll see when his album drops though, because
how many things selling first week?
I just don't. Maybe I'm gonna say 80K.
Okay, 80K. I'm saying 40K.
Let me actually 40, not, 40K not is good. Actually, have his first week sales pulled up on my notes. All right, Jack. That's all. That's what they all say. That's the first album he dropped. 51K. Do you think?
Damn.
Yeah. Do you think that was because that I forgot when that dropped. It was like maybe a year ago, 2 years ago. Do you think that he's blown up more since then, or has already been kind of like the?
Oh no, definitely blown up more.
Blown up more. What do you think? What do you think like pushed that? You think it was TikTok?
I'm telling you, it just some niggas just had that it better, bro. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to be right. Like niggas like Drake. Mm-hmm.
Somebody called Jack Harlow the few trunks of Adonis.
like it's some niggas just have that, like when you see him on camera, you're like, oh, this nigga
don't wanna be him.
No. Now I'm in all some jealous shit. It's like some damn, this nigga's made for this. Like this nigga was like this nigga, he don't stutter, he can freestyle any moment, mm-hmm. shit like that, you know? Like I'm not sure. I'm not really talking about Jack. I'm talking about more like the It Factor, you know?
Yeah.
Like they just have that like glow behind him, you know?
Yeah. He's like he's been here for a while.
Yes, yeah. Like they already have a collab with Drake.
Wait, like, maybe it's energy plant.
maybe it's energy baby. but I just don't think I looked at Jack like way before he popped off. Like mm-hmm. when he was wearing fucking glasses and shit. Like mm-hmm. glasses, his hair wasn't even that fucking curly. I think the first time I heard him was like on some, he's like recommended on some little song I listened to on YouTube, mm-hmm. and then a couple months later I think he had like a song with Bryson Tiller, and I was like, damn bro, this nigga kind of fire. Mm-hmm. But seeing him out the way he is now, it's like, bro, this nigga, even Drake said it in the song, he's like, damn Jack, you gonna play this, something like that.
Yeah,
like and you know it's a sign when Drake gives you like a full feature, mm-hmm. instead of like a remix, you know, because I feel like a remix, I heard Academic say this, so I ain't gonna freaking add like a minute up quickly, because but Academic said something like when Drake is giving you a remix of a song, that's like he's like, okay, I see the song potential, not really you, you know.
Yeah.
But when Drake's giving you a song from scratch, mm-hmm. that's like he's seeing your potential, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what the same thing I see with Jack, you know. I can see that.
I agree, but you got it right on Jack. Let me give him a Drake, bro. I agree, but I feel like he smothered Drake on this Jack Harlow on this song, bro. I feel like this is probably like this some venom on this like on this verse, bro. Like
what do you mean by that?
Like this, I think this is the first time I've ever heard Drake use like a freaking onomatopoeia. He rhymed with.
Oh yeah. That was fire.
And then he stuck it back around from like 3 years ago to this push it again. Like I was like, what in the world? Like he's going hard on here. Like
Drake is not pushing this. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know. I feel like he one of niggas like, if you never get it out, bro, it's eat at you, bro. You never got a chance to respond. You
yeah,
know,
like I'm saying, but since he didn't, just stop, bro. Just stop, because at any moment, Pusha T be like, nigga, did I make your dad? Like, even if it's not true, it's the internet wrong with it, bro. Or even social media wrong with it.
Yeah.
You
know? Or maybe they made up behind the scenes, just like promote and push it out. Maybe.
Come on, guys. I'm pretty sure he name dropped Daytona now in the
song. Yeah, I mean, he kept talking about like plug talk, you know.
How you not really you the middleman, shit like that. Yeah. You know, so shit. Yeah. Like, bro, you said this 1,000 times, Drake. We get it. We get it. Push it to you. It ain't really about that life. Mm-hmm. But he's like, you gotta find some new, man. Mm-hmm.
But overall, like I said, I agree. I think it's a little too late for the whole Pusha T Drake thing. Like, but I just think the verse was like, was out of this world, bro. Like, maybe I need to listen to it again because I only got a chance to listen like 2 times for it because they cut right that thing fast, bro.
Yeah.
But Jake's verse on there, Jack Harlow's verse on there was just not that good to me. Like, not, I won't say not that good. It was not memorable compared to what Drake did on there to me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Drake's a fucking legend, bro.
So. Yeah, but I feel like artists can control that. But, like, if you're trying to give Jack Harlow a good look, why you stepping on him, you know? Why you, like, going hard, you know? Like, it sounded like a, not a slap in the face, but, like, I feel like he lost focus of the mission there, you know?
Yeah. I guess. He's rapping and he's seeing, like, a notification to push T.
Yeah.
And they got heated in the booth.
Yeah.
I turned up a little bit.
Exactly. But it was definitely good love for Jack.
Definitely, yeah.
I'm kind of hyped for this song to come out so I can listen to it again, listen to its entirety. Because I literally heard Jack Harlow's verse on the clip. Then it was Drake's verse on the clip.
Okay.
I was like, well, no. So, but speaking, we're talking about like different sales. We're talking about Coi Leray, how she quote unquote flopped. What is like a flop to you in 2022? Like, what? How can you say? Oh, this artist did this amount, and that's not a flop for this artist, but this artist did this amount, and that's fine for him.
For me, it goes about, okay, it's two things. It's what they say about themselves, and what the internet's saying about them, okay? If the internet is already planning your downfall, and you are, like niggas saying they're not listening to it, and you sell low, it's like, bro, is that really a flop, you know?
Yeah. So, I actually have a list of some albums on here, and I want you to tell me, like, is that a flop, or is that, like, that's what it should be at. Or is that a freaking anomaly? Like maybe it shouldn't be there. Like, maybe, like, the next album's not going to do that great.
Yeah, they got lucky. Yeah, okay. Some shit like that.
All right, we got Lil Durk. 7220. I don't know if you can't pronounce it like 7,000 or whatever, but 7220. He sold 120K first week. I'm kind of rounding him up to the closest number.
120K?
Yeah.
Okay. First week?
Yeah.
I feel like that's perfectly placed, but I feel like he can go a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like 150 is where it should be at.
Okay.
Or 140.
Okay. We got Lil Baby, My Turn. They did almost 200K.
200, didn't it? Yeah. That's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
That's not happening again.
No, you don't think so?
Hell no.
I thought this was kind of interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
no, you go ahead.
Lil Baby had that year. Remember that was the year he was taking shit.
Yeah.
Over. Yeah. I think he had number one album the whole year. Mm-hmm. Like nothing took down My Turn, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think that was like that was just a once in a lifetime thing, you know, for the baby. So I don't see him getting 20 again. I ain't gonna lie. I don't give a clap with Drake.
Mm-hmm. I think interesting. Dirk and Lil Baby, I forgot the name of the album, Voice of Heroes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They did 150K, which is weird. Like it's more than Lil Dirk's album did, but less than
Lil Baby. So like you think it'd be 200 plus Lil Dirk's, so you think it'd be like 300, but that's really not how it works. It's just like, what's up? Like, look, My Turn, that fucking we paid, which is a smash. I feel like fans can tell when shit is not, what's the word, it's like fans can tell when you put your effort into it or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I felt like Boys to Heroes, you could tell they were in a studio together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell at the same time they were just like, come on. So.
I gotta be for this.
It wasn't really. It wasn't really like. Oh, damn! I had this cuss in my head.
You tell they were neither the soul was like in it. You know, it was
kinda it's kind of like a cash grab. They know I'm the hottest nigga in Atlanta. I'm the hottest nigga in Chicago.
Mm.
Boom, you know.
Okay, we got Meg something from the Hotties, 33K.
Huh?
Meg something from the Hotties, 33K first week.
That was an album, was it?
Yes.
It was?
Yes.
I thought it was a little like a little mixtape.
Whatever. Her last project. I think it was
happening. See, I don't think it's an album. I think it's like a little like something that she want to give her fans, you know? Like. So I'm not going to go crazy on that. But I still was pretty low for Meg.
Yeah. What do you think she should be?
Well, I don't even know. Because I feel like Meg got so inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I know niggas don't like hear it, bro. Because of Tory situation, bro. I'm sorry. I feel like that kind of like skyrocketed her name more than her music, you know?
Mm.
Like, you would know who Meg is before her music is.
Yeah, but well, I definitely knew who she was before the whole Tory situation.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've been hearing, like, isn't she like signed? Not signed, but like, isn't she like under like Rockefeller and all that, like Jay-Z's wing and all that stuff? I feel like they have some, like, push on her. Then I think they kind of, like, they pushed her before the fans were ready, you know? Before she had the fans to back it up. So now...
I don't think that. I just think... Because she had the fans, like, she had a whole Hot Girl Summer, remember that?
Yes.
So, like, she got the fans.
But they don't translate into freaking, like, music, you know?
I'm saying, like, I feel like she became... Her Meg became bigger than her music, you know? Mm. And that's something you don't want for sales, I guess. Mm. You want to be, like, correlated, yeah. You know? You don't want to know Meg for her Fenty, her collab with Rihanna or Fenty, and not know that her single coming out the same day as her, mm-hmm. her doing this promotion for her makeup, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that's what's going on with Meg, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know her for her Tita Dances, but you don't know her next album coming out next week, you know?
Mm-hmm. But is that on her, or you think that's, like, on, like, a studio, or?
I mean, and it's always on her, you know? Mm-hmm. But I definitely think this, her label could do more to, her label could do more.
Okay. Corduroy, Trendsetters, 9K, bro. I don't know, is that where she should be? Or is that too much under where she should be?
Yeah, that's under, I ain't gonna lie. That's under. I think she at least hit 10, bro. She can at least hit 10, bro. She waited too long.
I don't think they did a good job promoting her album, because I did not know she had an album coming. Not like I'm a huge Corey fan, but like, usually even album I don't really care too much about, if it's like a big person, like a recognizable name, you'll see that their album is coming somehow. You'll see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see.
I agree. I just think she waited too long, bro. She waited too long. She had mm-hmm. she had that big bubble, bro, when fucking No More Parties came out mm-hmm. and Big Purr. She was like shrieking shit, you know, like pause. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's when she should have dropped. Mm-hmm. I don't get why she didn't drop then. I don't know why she waited, like, what? That was like 2 years almost?
Yeah.
Two years since No More Parties, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And she, I don't know if she's waiting for the Nicki collab, for the Nicki album,
mm-hmm.
but... Nah, bro, this is too late, Corey. It's too late. You had your chance to take that little spot in the female rap game, but I think you kind of fucked it up. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I give one more chance with the album. Like, that shouldn't do good.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that, like, I feel like it's so sad that it's kind of ingrained in, like, I think, like, this is at least rap fans' minds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If it don't sell a lot, then it's trash, you know?
Yeah.
If it sells a lot, then it's good.
Yeah.
And I haven't listened to the album yet, but I'm guessing the fact that it's sold 9K, you know? Mm-hmm. With Nicki Minaj's feature, I'm assuming it's bad, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming it's Flutter features. Right. Yeah, it didn't do shit, you know.
Last one, we got Kanye with Donda, 300K. You think that's like where it should
be? Did we get Donda 2 still?
Donda 2?
Already qualified.
Because I was a STEM player, so I don't think he submitted it or whatever.
Oh.
300K. You think that's...
Donda sold 200K?
300K for the first week.
Damn.
And maybe if we go, just to put a spice in there, it still be so 700K.
600?
Yeah.
Damn.
So... I mean, to me, that's not horrible. That's not bad. That's not bad for either of them. Like, that's not bad.
Drake is good, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that's crazy. I think Drake is an anomaly, not the standard. Like, I think Drake is like a
anomaly. No. When you're flopping, it's flopping to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's flopping to what you should be. Like, let's say Young Thug selling 100K is a W for him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Drake selling 100K is a fucking L for him, you know?
Mm.
It's a mega L, you know? Like, for him dropping a full-fledged album on 100K is a mega L. But if you don't think it's a mega W, you know?
Mm.
So I feel like that's how I look at it, because everyone has their own lane mm-hmm. of what they should be and where they should be up in their ranks, you know?
Mm.
That's how I feel. How about you?
I think I agree. For the most part, like, if you've been, like, here for a while, but then I kind of disagree. Like, if you've been here for, like, 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, excuse me, and, like, you keep dropping albums, and they keep freaking, like, keep flopping. You pay, so just on the Drake ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drop albums, they're not flopping, but they're not doing 100K, they're not doing this. If you've been here for 6 years, mm-hmm. and Drake been here 6 years, Drake somehow gets 100K, and you get, like, 50K, you've been here for the same amount of time, I don't think that's necessarily a flop, you know? I think Drake might have, like, more people like him, more people like, Drake has things that you might not have, not because you're not as talented as Drake. Mm-hmm. It's just that he just has, like, the intangible. He got people behind him, backing him, people pushing him. I don't think I consider a flop, or because you're bad, or because your music's bad. I think
Yeah. I agree with you. I'm saying that, like, just because y'all came out at the same time
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean y'all should have the same. Y'all should be holding the same standards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If your music didn't start doing that good,
mm-hmm.
and someone person started with you was doing good since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're gonna have bigger accolades, you know.
Yeah.
So, but once you hit a point of accolades, and you start going down from that point, then you're mm-hmm. flopping, you know. Like once you hit 100K, you shouldn't go under 100K, you know? Mm. If you're doing a full product project, you know? Yeah. If you're doing mixtapes or some here's a surprise drop, okay, then you can get under 100K or under what you was supposed to get. Mm-hmm. But it's once you hit that moment when you're like, I dropped an album, yeah, I promoted it like a normal album, it's coming out next week, it drops, and it sells a certain amount.
Yeah.
Once you drop that, next album should sell more. Mm-hmm. Next album should sell more. Or around the same, you know? Yeah. Like, a little less is okay. Okay, if you sell 97K or 96K instead of 100K, next album, that's fine, you know? Not crazy job. Like, maybe you had a way bigger hit on that album than you had this album, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't really control what was a hit nowadays, you know?
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. Another thing I want to talk about, name brands, man. What? Okay, you know, you got Nike, you got Adidas, mm-hmm. you got, like, you know, all name brands. You got Versace and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go for our personal taste first. How much do name brands how much do name brands matter to you? Like, if you see something cool, it's like, oh, shit, it's not really Nike or anything. Let's say shoes. Shoes look kind of fire, bro. But it's no Nike on it. No D check on it. It's from Zimbabwe, you know.
me personally, I don't. It matters to me. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
At least for footwear. Okay. Mm-hmm. Footwear. It's something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It might be a bandwagon or. It just. I don't know. I guess I grew up like seeing that.
Yeah.
Like, dang, bro. I want some of those. So
what does that take for like something that's like not named brand to like blow up, like for something like, I'm trying to think of something that like kind of blew up.
Crocs, could remember Crocs be good shit on?
Yeah, Crocs or like Baby Fat or like
fuck the Baby Fat.
Yeah, it's probably over for you. Even like Tommy Hilfiger, I used to sleep in that shit. I used to like go to bed in Tommy Hilfiger shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know if your girlfriend ordered like Sheen stuff like that, mm-hmm. like. What makes it pop? What makes it like? Because I know the first.
Oh, wait. First of all, okay, girls have no. What's the word?
You say standards?
Not standards. No. Girls have no obligations to wear certain things. You know, like no. I'm dead serious.
Maybe not wear, but like I guess like accessories. Accessories is like. I know at least like my girlfriend or my fiance, shit, my wife would not go out without like her purse has to be like a certain name. Well, she feel weird for a person to have like a name on it, you know. It just,
but that's to her though, you know.
Yeah.
I'm saying if your wife wanted to walk out in some Skechers, mm-hmm. no one's saying nothing together.
Yeah, like what are those? Like,
yeah, but if a nigga walk out in some Skechers, her same Skechers, you know, but a man version, he getting flat,
yeah.
in certain scenarios, yeah. you know. And I feel like a lot. I feel like a lot of it is like girls can wear any kind of shirts, you know. Mm-hmm. Guys gotta wear. If you're not wearing a fucking name brand shirt or mm-hmm. something that look cool, then you're gonna get clown, you know.
Yeah.
Like a girl can wear a yellow shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. and jeans, and then some white slides.
Yeah.
And then, dang, bro, she look good today. But if a guy wear a fucking yellow shirt, some jeans, mm-hmm. and some just no brand shoes,
mm-hmm.
damn, what the fuck are you wearing? You even go to construction work?
Yeah.
You know. Like, I feel like that is like a double standard.
Yeah. You know, to me, I feel like with shoes, I don't know. It depends what kind of shoes they are, first of all.
Mm.
If they're like slides, some of that, bro, I don't think I care too much about the brand. Like,
If
it slides, if it's cool, and let's say Yeezys, I really don't. I can't fuck Yeezys, bro. I'm not over
here. I like Yeezy slides.
I'm not no fashion head, but I don't know. They look. Walmart got some freaking knockoff Yeezys too. But
Yeezy shoes or slides?
Slides.
I like Yeezy slides. I can't lie.
But when it comes to shoes, I'm probably on the same bandwagon as you. Like, if it's not really like a name brand that I recognize, even though it's no reason. Like, if she can just comfortable, just cool. If it don't have it on there. It's like, I don't know if I can wear this, bro. But to me, I don't know if you know this, but I kind of make it a mission to, like, of course, today of all days, I'm wearing a Nike shirt. But, like, usually when I wear a shirt, I don't really care. Like, if it look cool, if I have a cool design on it, like a cool art style or something on it, I'm copying it, bro. Like, and I've never, like, every gift that I have, like, every shirt that I have is, like, not, like, that has a name brand on it,
mm-hmm.
I probably didn't buy it. Somebody probably bought it for me. So it's like, I don't care too much about, like, the brand on our shirt, especially if you can't even see the logo.
Because mm-hmm.
you know what they do? They buy the shirt wholesale, right? And they just, when they get to their factory, they put their name on it. I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I feel like name brand is kind of like, on his way out to me. Like for most things, I think nowadays, I think it might be, I don't say out of, on his way out. I think some newer things are about to come in, bro. Because like, I don't know. I just don't see it being like the biggest thing in the world anymore. Like being as important as it used to be.
I don't. I mean, I do. Even not even close. Think about like what cell phones. You know.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
You get the Nokia 7.
No, but like it's literally scientifically proven that that if you don't have an iPhone, you're testing a female. Okay, yeah, let's say got to this female, and she get the green message. You know what I mean? It's like it's more of a chance that she won't talk to you. You know, it's just standards. Yeah, at this point, yeah. I think, and it's like once people have standards. It's like if you don't meet them, then you know you're gonna look weird, or people gonna start
behind. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah. I think it's always gonna be part of life as name brands. But yeah, I can definitely see shifts in like what is what, you know, like who's born what.
Yeah,
it's gonna always be like that.
I don't think we answered the question, but last thing on topic, what does it take for something to like break the mold? Like, what do you think? What would take you like? Oh shit, I might wear that. Like,
it's literally one nigga, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Take one nigga?
It's one celebrity, one YouTuber, one streamer. That's it, bro. That's literally all it takes. And then boom. It's not corny no more.
Okay.
Because niggas are sheep, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
And I think we're, like, built that way to, like, be sheep. Like, we're, like, I think that's
what everybody can't be a leader, you know?
Yeah.
So, all it takes is fucking one clip of fucking Icho Speed wearing some crazy Skechers, and oh shit, I don't get them pair. Or you see fucking Drake wearing some FUBUs. Damn, bro. and he dropped a verse about FUBUs, and then boom, and he get a collab FUBU, and then boom.
You see what Pooh Shicey did, bro? It's like wearing a mask now. Every hood nigga wearing a mask.
Bro. Yeah, you know, like it's all his one person, bro, that changed something, which is good and bad, you know.
Exactly. Interesting topic here. So first of all, I don't. You know, like shows like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like Bill Cosby. I don't know.
Whoa, what the fuck?
I'm saying that show, not him. But you know, I don't know what. Can I try to trying to think of like another show around that like same Martin and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Shit like that.
I don't know if we exactly have from our generation. I don't know if we have a show like that. Do you think we do? Like, do we have like a show that's like it's not really made for kids exactly per se, but it's not like. Rated M, like the rated M, you know, Game of Thrones type, you know,
show. Wait, it's not really, it's not what?
It's not really like made for kids. Like you wouldn't like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? A kid can watch it, but it's not like it had themes in there that were more adult themed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the adult situations. Do we have a show like that? Like, do we have a show for our generation or everything? I feel like everything's kind of went from straight from like Kitty to fucking like Snowfall and The Walking Dead. Like we got kind of skipped the gap to me.
I feel like they had shows that were meant for their audience. Like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I feel like that show was made for older people, but young people could watch it too a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like now it's the other way around. So we got shows like Drake and Josh, iCarly, shit like that. Like, they were made for young people, but older people watch them, you know?
Okay. So you seen how Bel-Air got the or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air got like the serious version? I actually heard it pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm still not getting picked out though. can't force me. And I heard it's pretty good. Do you think any of the shows that we had in that generation, like, would do well as a like a serious show?
Well, it depends on the show. Cause like I feel like when you watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you would know that like. It's not always like sunflowers and fucking butterflies, you know. It has a lot of dark moments, surrounded by fucking laugh tracks. But it's a lot of dark moments, like even like Will, like Dad's not coming back, you know.
Yeah.
Or shit like that, you know. Like it's a lot of moments like that. That like damn, but that was kind of sad. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I think I watched the full series, but I get chunks of Fresh Prince. Literally some episodes, it was just end, like, on a sad shit, like, sad note, you know? Like it's over, the episode's over.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode, it'll pick up, like a normal episode, but, like, it would definitely have, like, this like, darker feeling to it sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which, I think it makes it easier for you to, okay, let's just make a whole serious show about it, you know? To take all the serious moments and just, like, make it a whole thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, to take a show like Drake and Josh, like I say, let's say Drake and Josh for us, you know? You can't really do that with that, because it's not really a lot of, like, I guess it has that, like, You can go like a Euphoria route, you know, like, yeah. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be like that serious, you
yeah.
know?
I was going to say maybe like Victorious, but like that would just be Euphoria.
yeah. Like, and like, I feel like Euphoria is like, okay, I remember you said we have like a first prince.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think like Degrassi, but like Degrassi is like more of like, one really like,
it's more like a. That was already what it was.
Yeah. You can't really darker than that, you know? It's already dark as fuck, you know?
Yeah. Let's go on the list. Okay, Hannah Montana. Serious version?
No.
Actually, it could work.
I don't think so.
I think it could work.
Because in 2022, nigga, we grown as fuck. You take a wig off, we know you are.
No, not the freaking, who are you? But like, living like the double life of like being someone else. I can see it working. But only reason that it might have trouble working, because Miley Cyrus is still being Miley Cyrus. It's kind of like, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
We got Zack and Cody, bro.
Zack and Cody. No.
Good twin. Bad twin, bro.
I just can't see no situation that they could be in that would be like, I'm in my seats, you know?
That's Raven.
Yeah.
I think that's
what yeah, that's Raven's work.
Yeah, I just think they're kind of good.
like her getting like a small little glimpse at like being in the season, and you see how that works. How it like meets together by end of the season.
Yeah, or maybe if it's not, she have like a freaking vision every freaking season. Maybe not every episode. She get like one vision that she's trying to prevent the whole season.
Yeah, I'm saying like the season episode one.
Yeah,
she get like a little vision, and then she's like, oh shit, the whole season they trying to stop that vision.
Yeah,
maybe not even stop it. It's like. It slowly comes together, you know, like, even though, like, you don't expect it to come out of that, like that.
Yeah.
Like she's like, okay, I fixed it. Mm-hmm. But then, like,
she's
all like some fire destination shit, you know?
Yeah. That'd be cool, bro. Disney, bring my money. what else I got? He's drinking out, don't work. I probably might work, bro.
Then they do kind of, don't right now, how's that going?
It's still R. Kelly. It's like less
funny. It's definitely not for kids, because
it's not for kids, but it's like less funny R. Kelly.
Isn't that funny?
Yes, actually, that's funny.
Yeah.
They need Sam, bro. I ain't gonna lie, they need Sam. I didn't think she played a much important role in the show. It's not the same without Sam, bro. But yeah, I don't know. We don't really have that many, like, we call it the genre of sitcoms, I guess.
Yeah, sitcoms.
We didn't have that many sitcoms, I don't think, growing up. Like, it was one of the few bangers that we had. Like, Woodsbury Place, I don't know if that worked.
Everybody Hates Chris?
Everybody Hates Chris? Yeah, that shit will work, but that will work.
That'll fucking work, bro.
J.J. 2, can't wait to see it.
The slap.
But speaking of what we can't wait to see, man. Today, breaking news today, bro. They knew Batman was coming out on HBO Max. You know Marvel couldn't help but be petty, bro. Dropped a trailer for...
Wait, what is it? Oh, yeah, HBO Max dropped Batman.
Yeah, they couldn't wait. They finally dropped the trailer for Thor. It wasn't really a trailer, it was more like a teaser, all right? From the teaser, I can't tell if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but you really can't, to me, unless I got poor comprehension skills, you can't really tell what the movie's about, you know, from the trailer.
Yeah, I agree.
And to me, okay, I'm keeping in mind that it's a teaser, but it should look kind of low budget to me. Like, it looked kind of
To me, it kind of reminded me like Phase 1 of Marvel.
Yeah, it looked kind of low budget to me, like, except when he's going on the mountain, like the graphics are cool, but like, his suit... was running like through the woods. Mm. It was like somebody's cosplaying, bro. And like, I don't know. I wasn't feeling it, bro. But
I think it looked a little weird because like, I don't know when they shot that. They shot that years ago.
Yeah.
To get it ready for this it looked a little weird because like we've seen so many like way versions of Thor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
And I gotta say, okay. It's my fault, bro. I'm not a huge fan of Thor. I'm not the most huge Thor fan, you know. Even before, like, before the MCU, I hated that nigga, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I thought he was annoying as hell.
Oh, yeah, like Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah,
I hate playing him, too.
Like, dang, I do not want to be Thor, bro. Like, without the hammer, what am I? but in the movie, it kind of made him more likable a little bit. But still, it's fucking Thor, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't start liking him until... Maybe like a late Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Late Ragnarok movie and then Infinity War.
Because
I liked the whole Thor thing. The whole Thor thing that was like beef.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I didn't fuck with Fat Thor.
Why? Just because he's fat?
He was just annoying. Like, mopey. I hated that scene, bro. Like, when he was like, I think like at his mom's house or whatever.
Yeah, playing Fortnite.
No, not. I think he like seen his mom's.
Yeah.
Like, bro, come on, man. You supposed to be a god, you know? Mm-hmm. Come on now, do better.
I don't know. I wish it. The one thing you make me like Thor is make him. I feel like he's a goofy as all of them, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, he's supposed to be like, he's like thousands of years old. I think he's the most goofy of all the Avengers. And it's kind of weird, bro. Like,
I think because like, kind of like he's an alien, you know?
Hmm? He's an alien?
Basically, because he's an alien, you know? You really like understand like social cues. He doesn't really like. I understand, like, the kind of phrasings. Like, he talks a little weird. So, like, I understand why he kind of, like, a lot of him's not goofy on purpose. Mm-hmm. He's, like, his people don't act like him. Act like people, like, are, like the, what do they call? Asgardians.
Yeah.
The Asgardians don't act like Earthlings, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they talk very proper. They mean what they say. Like, you know, Earthlings are humans in general. Mm-hmm. They talk kind of like, one thing can mean a thousand things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, saying what's up could be, like, what's up? Like, mm-hmm. like beef shit. Or what's up? Like, hey. Like, so yeah. Thor didn't really understand that, I don't think. So, like, he have a lot of funnier moments with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's why he was saying that.
Yeah, that's always my gripe with MCU is that sometimes, like, the funny moments, like, get in the way of, like, a good story, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like this is going to be packed full of it, bro. Like,
because Guardians of the Galaxy is there, so he knows it's going to be a fucking comedy.
But he dip between, like, I feel like he made the first 20 minutes of that shit, and he out of there, bro.
Guardians?
Yeah. I seen like the, he did the weird little speech, and then the ship flying off, he stayed behind with, what's that nigga's name, Core? Or, the
Rock dude. Nigga.
Yeah, the Rock dude.
Yeah, I think it is Core.
Yeah, that's the nigga who freaking directed the movie, Taikiti, I don't want to mess his name up, but the guy who directed, directed the movie, he directed Thor Ragnarok, he's also the, Core.
Oh, he's the actor and director?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But those styles of movies were like, they got the fighting stuff was cool looking in there, but it was super goofy when it didn't need to be goofy sometimes. Like, imagine if like the full fight between Thor and Hulk was serious, you know? Like, that would have been like cool. That would have been, that's probably one of the top 10 like MCU like moments thing. But I don't know. I am hyped to see this movie, but I'm not near as hyped as Spider-Man, and not near as hyped as I was for Doctor Strange, bro.
Yeah, I feel that. I also seen like, I seen a take a couple days ago, and it's like, man, I wish Marvel would go like a little darker and start like using F bombs. How'd you about that?
No, I didn't see that shit.
It was like they had like certain moments that are like, damn, but if this little F bomb right here, it'd be really good.
Like what?
Like when Iron Man was doing the snap. I am. Fucking Iron Man.
I actually think Robert Downey Jr. said he wanted to say that. But no.
I'm saying like how do you think that affect the MCU?
I don't know, bro. If Loki
the F wave.
Yeah, when Loki's getting choked out, like, fuck you. Spin his face, bro. Now in fire. Where's the Phoenix song? Fuck you.
the whole fucking theater. every time sometimes F bomb. That would be fun.
Yeah, bro. The MCU does need some F bomb, bro. But they just need a more serious like theme show, bro. Like, and I thought we were gonna get this with Moon Knight, bro.
I didn't.
I thought Moon Knight was gonna be a little serious, bro. A little more serious. They say it's not really. You can't really tell where it fits within the MCU because it's kind of like isolated. So I thought it'd be a little more serious, but like it's still kind of goofy, ain't gonna lie. But it's a decent show, but like I don't know, since it's not really connected to MCU and it's still kind of goofy, I don't even care like when I watch it. I don't like, oh shit, it came out today. I watch it whenever I watch it. Like, oh shit, I'm kind of
better than Batman.
Better than Batman? No, not better than Batman.
I'm glad to hear. So that's all I want to hear.
Yeah, he might fight Batman in the fight though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, duh, nigga, scared.
Yeah,
especially this Batman right here. He's different with that nigga 2 times.
Yeah. But yeah, man. I think that's about it for today.
Yeah, definitely a shorter podcast. Yeah.
But
we've been getting long ones anyway.
Yeah, long ones.
Pause.
Pretty sure CJ will be back next week.
You know.
But thanks if you've made this far. Thank you for listening. Thanks for watching. Appreciate y'all. You know, comment down below what you like about our podcast, what you didn't like.
Sir.
Give us some feedback. But thanks again for everything about everybody watching.
Thank y'all.
Peace.
Deuces. Peace.